Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And it's always a pleasure with Ann because she asks the good questions.
Thank you.
And this segment, we're talking with Sari Flesch. And Sari is really giving so much important information on seniors. Actually, anybody writing a resume. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're 25 years old and want a job, yes, you came out of school, but it's important to have passion in your resume and sell yourself in your resume. And then there's also interviewing. Monday, May 9th, at the Yes We Can Center, Sari is having a program at 10 o'clock. So please call 311 and sign up if you want to come and learn some of these tips, because they are important tips. And Ann and Sari, actually, you guys were talking at the break.
Oh, and I think we were just talking in general about some of the things that you're doing, and you mentioned something about interviewing and role-playing. Could you talk a little further about that?
Well, let me tell you what I'm going to cover at the workshop. How to write a resume to develop the employer's interest. How to create an inventory of results and specific benefits that you will bring to that potential employer. How to prepare a cover letter, because every resume must have a cover letter accompany it. How to respond at a job interview to questions that are illegal, unprofessional, and personal. How to make a good impression and establish rapport with a potential employer. How to use networking to find a job. And how to do informal job search and career networking. How to use social media, which today is really of prime importance.
Right.
Because many, many employers are not using published papers for job interviews. They are trying to attract people by putting their ad on social media. And also, how to leave a good impression with the job interviewer, because that is most important. If that job interviewer is going to interview maybe 20, 30, 40 people in one day, how is he going to remember you? But by writing a letter to him after the interview, stating all the things that you felt were very important so that he says, oh yeah, I remember her. Let's call her back. So all of these things I will cover at my workshop. So please, if you are interested in obtaining work, do come. It's a free workshop, and you will be pleasantly surprised at how much you will learn at the workshop.
Can you just clarify for me, within your knowledge, let's say I'm filling out information on the computer, how vulnerable am I to the fact that I am telling you a lot about myself? Does this add up to a breach of identity or anything of that nature I need to be concerned about?
Yes, absolutely. There are job scams. There are people who are putting in an ad about their corporation, which is fictitious.
Wow.
And they are getting information about you, and that could be identity theft. So you have to make sure that you know the company. The way to do this is to research the company. Make sure that the company's name is listed on that advertisement. If it's not listed, then discard it. No matter how interesting they make that ad, don't be fooled, because a legitimate company should have their name on that advertisement. Research the company. Research the interviewing manager. Call up the company. Ask the company for the name of that human resource manager, so that when you send your resume and cover letter, you are sending it to someone who is really existing.
Okay. That's amazing. I mean, the potential for scamming is just getting worse and worse. I never even realized that. You're going to send all your information, name, mm-hmm. address, and everything else. I can even turn around and say, great, will you come in on Tuesday for an interview so I know you're leaving your house? And you're going to be driving to, I'll mm-hmm. say, we'll meet at Starbucks, or even if I give the office address. Think about it.
That's true.
Now you're coming to an interview, and I know it'll be an hour before you get your round trip back.
And I'm even concerned that, let's say, you know, we want to move things along quickly. By the way, give me your social security number.
Oh, you never do that. Never.
You never do, but people, unfortunately, people do. Right.
Well, that's one thing we teach.
Right.
You never give your social security number, and you never give the date of your birth, You never give any information about your private life, whether you're married, whether you have children. And also, this carries on over to the interview, because the interview is going to start asking you personal questions. How do you know how to act in a way that you don't want to seem that you're on the defensive, but you don't want to reveal any information unless you're hired, which then you have to reveal?
I have a question there. You said part of it is how to respond at a job interview to illegal, unprofessional, and personal. So illegal and unprofessional, I understand. But isn't personal information, or I don't know what you mean by personal. I mean,
personal,
if I'm asking you about yourself, I can't ask you if you're married.
That's
or
right.
Those
are all illegal. And when the person comes to my office, one of the handouts that I give them is a list of illegal questions, which is, are you married? Do you have children? What language do you speak at home? So there's a whole list of illegal questions that we distribute to those people who attend the workshop. And if you're asked any personal questions, you have to be very, very polite in a way by saying, I'd be very happy to give you any personal questions when I'm hired.
But you see, personally, I would have no interest in going any further, because if I have an unmarried man who is taking care of his three children, he could be a wonderful candidate, but he may not be able to do the job because he's going to be called, I see with my grandchildren. You know, I go sometimes to pick them up because they're sick. My daughter has to leave her job. And if I'm going to make you the, you know, go-to person in my office, I need you there 9 to 5. You can't be running off to get a sick child.
Yeah, but
so I want to know that. I'll say, listen, you're a wonderful guy, but this is not the job I need.
Well, that's one of the reasons you don't divulge that information, because then if you are employed and you're making a salary, you want to give the very best to that employer, and you have to make arrangements where your grandchildren will be taken care of. That's your responsibility. It's not the employer's responsibility. However, some companies do have child care. And my son works for the government in Washington, D.C., and when he had two children, two babies at the time, each one was taken care of by child care bureau and within the agency.
I think it's interesting, Ann, because our previous guest, Ron, the difficulty in firing somebody, right? So I would turn around and say, listen, if you don't want to give me the person, I know it's illegal. If you don't want to give it to me, then I have no interest in you, because the next result is you're on board, I've hired you. But now you didn't make the proper arrangements for your kids, and you're running out of the office. Now I have to fire you, and I'm going to go to court with you. Because what I want is a single person who doesn't have responsibilities. And you're saying it's illegal, which is amazing. I'm saying that's what I want, so why shouldn't I have the right to pick that? But I didn't realize it's so. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, difficult.
It's really hard, because you don't know the motivation behind what the question is, and females in particular have to be very careful that if they are living on their own or whatever it is, you don't want to be that open to the point that you're asking possibly.
Right.
From, like you said about the investors, there is such a small percentage of them,
right.
But you still have to make that assumption that you don't know this individual and you don't know the reason, even though you may tell me one thing, I don't know, and it's a real hard one to
answer. Right, I agree.
Well, at an interview, you're supposed to speak only about your skills and accomplishments and what you can do for that employer. Because remember, the employer needs you to improve his company, to make additions or corrections if there isn't something that's really profitable to that company. That's what you want to dwell on. If they're really interested in hiring you and they make you an offer, then you can talk about things that might affect your work situation, how you come into work, what time you come into work, etc. But the initial interview is only to talk about what you can do for that employer, because his main concern is, this is an investment, and what am I going to get out of this investment? And you, as the job seeker, have to really convince that employer that you're the best person for the job. And the way to do it is by talking about what you have accomplished and what your skills are.
I see what you're saying. That's tremendous. I agree with you 100%. And the person looking for the job has to, almost fight the need to become personal. You'll become personal. I see what you're saying. When the time comes and you're making your final deal, then you might turn around and say, yeah, but I can't do it on Tuesday afternoons because I have to. Well, if I think you're good enough, then I'm going to say, okay, Sari, how do we work this out? Whether it's going to be home care or child care within the facility or across the street or something, it's because you've sold yourself first, mm-hmm. Which is what you're pushing at your workshops,
exactly.
Which is, you know, I want you for what you've accomplished. The other stuff will work around it, but you've sold me already.
Yeah, but you see, also, it's very important for someone who's, say, 60 years old, who is living in Nassau County, who has a mortgage or he has kids in college, and if he loses his job because his company merged with another company or they relocated, he needs to get back to work because mm-hmm. that salary is very important to him. So he has to sell himself because that's what he's doing. He's selling his skills. He's selling his achievements. And anything personal, that will come along later. But first, you want to make sure that you have motivated that employer to want to work with you and to see that you are the best fit for his company.
I think it's tremendous. How long is the workshop? On May 9th, which I think sounds like something everybody should be going to.
It's an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
But I do have other workshops in Nassau County at public libraries, and anyone could come to those workshops also. So my point is that do come in May because it's something that will give you the opportunity of learning how to create a resume, how to interview, how to do job search, and also networking, which is very, very important for the older worker because he has made contacts throughout his working life, and those contacts are very important because they can give you the information that you need without having to go on social media. And many employers like when someone is recommended, so they themselves don't have to pay any money to an employment agency.
Right, that's true too.
So these
referrals,
are things,
referrals are a very important part right. of business in general.
And that's called networking. So please do come.
Anne?
Well, I was just going to ask what kinds of jobs will people of this age realistically be able to pursue and obtain?
Well, that depends on the individual. Whatever the individual, if they want to make a career change, they still have to repackage themselves for this new job because many people feel, well, I don't want to do this any longer. I want to do something else. You have to investigate yourself. You have to evaluate what you want to do in the future, not what you did in the past, but what you want to do in the future. And these are points that we cover at the workshop.
In reference to repackaging, in reference to moving forward as a senior, I recommend everybody come on Monday, May 9th to Sari's class and you take it from there. Right now, you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Sari, thank you so much for this information.
You're quite
welcome. We'll be right back.